on some transistor lines in those days, a respectable yield would be 20%. So, you know, I mean, the idea if you're making automobiles and you said, okay, well, 20% of them work as they come off the end of the line, you know, we're feeling pretty good about that, wouldn't fly, you know. But, and, you know, I've seen one transistor line in at Motorola when I was just simply supplying the germanium material, but they used to have me sit in on the meetings. The yield was down around 3%, and the guy that was running the transistor line pulled all the engineering guys in and said, hey, you know, we're never going to get there from here by just modifying what we've got. What I'd like you to do is all go home this weekend, and we just divide up the process. And each of you have got, you know, 10% of the process. You go back home and you just write out what you just think in your gut would be the right way to do your piece of the process. And then on Monday morning we'll come in and we'll put that all together. And then that'll be the process that we're now running next week. And of course it takes you, at that time it took you about 2 weeks to get through all the steps, and magically, the yield came out 30%. So they said, okay, that's the new process. The customers really didn't know what was happening in the production line, you know. So that, you know, we did a lot of reliability testing and so on, so you could have some assurance that the stuff was okay, but it really was fairly loose. And that's one of the things that I think the military contributed to it was by insisting on specifications, written specifications, and the military, because, of course, a little bit later than this, certainly by the time I was, you know, at Motorola in the early 60s, a lot of these devices were going into the Minuteman missile and to other missiles. And so the military was all over it in terms of just the specifications. We want it written down and specified, and any process change has to be certified and approved by the quality control, you know, and so on. And it put a lot of methodology into it. And years later, when I was dealing with a Japanese partner in Toshiba, actually, in the 1980s, and we went into total immersion on one of the Japanese production lines, we realized that they did not have any written specifications, as had become the norm in the American industry. Well, because people are so stable there, so that you taught somebody this is what the process is and so on, and the people were there a long time, and you don't screw up. And I think that's one thing that the military involvement did, was to put a lot of formality into the manufacturing process.